vision, talking about the kingdom reality, things that we do and we make this kingdom to be visible, things that we must know, we must have understanding about the kingdom. The kingdom, as I said earlier, is bigger than denomination. It's bigger than institution. Kingdom of God is not to be compared with the kingdom of this world, because at the tail end of everything, the Bible said that the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of the other religions, the kingdom of other governments, whether you call it America, you call it Australia, you call it Asia, you call it any other name, this kingdom will swallow all of them. And this kingdom, Daniel said, it have no end. The kingdom is just spelling out the nature of God himself. God have no beginning, he have no end. That is how his kingdom supposed to be. The good things the Lord is doing, the great things the Lord is doing, the glorious thing the Lord is doing, will never come to an end in your life if this kingdom have come into your life. Do you understand? So I'm going to conclude with you. Already we have said a lot of things. We have been talking about kingdom reality. In one of the teachings, I told you about how to enforce the kingdom. We enforce the kingdom not by negotiation. We enforce the kingdom not by sentiment. We enforce the kingdom not by feeling. We enforce the kingdom not by words, not by talking, not by gri-gri. Are you getting what I'm saying? We enforce the kingdom realities with prayer, obedience. Go ye, we go. Live the life, you live the life. Invest into the kingdom, you invest into the kingdom. When the duty calls, you present yourself. When the duty calls. So the kingdom of God is not religion. It's not ceremony. The kingdom of God is beyond talking about human ordination. We have just concluded a part of ordination this morning. And I have this to tell all these young pastors. What you got today is a certificate of accepting you into the commission of Life of Faith as a student pastor. All of you, you are just a student pastor. By the time you stay with us, study us, suffer with us, pass through the baptism of suffering. That's what Jesus said. He said, all of you that follow me in this earthly baptism of suffering, that when I will come in the glory of my Father, when I will come with unsomeness of glory of the kingdom, you will also be partaker with me. So get ready, because through ordination, divine ordination, goes with a lot of varieties. There was these people that were about to graduate, the men of God, that have gone through their Bible school, and they brought coffin. And that day of ordination, a lot of them ran from the back door, because ministry is beyond grammar. Ministry is beyond human expression. We have told you in one of our teaching about the expression of the kingdom, that kingdom is visible thing. Your life must express it. Your language must express it. Your character must express it. Your lifestyle must express it. Your manner of doing things, your respect, your honor, your obedience. This morning, I have information from the Spring Council that I'm representing to tell you that this kingdom, apart from enforcement of the kingdom, there is this other side of beauty of the kingdom. And I'm going to take much time to explain to you about the beauty of the kingdom. In one of the beauty of the kingdom, we look at the enlargement of the kingdom. What did I say? That's what we are going to do now. Under the enlargement of that kingdom, I will also give you another two things you will expect. The glory of the kingdom. The power of the kingdom. We have already talked about the authority of the kingdom the other night. So today, we are going to have three major parts. Enlargement of the kingdom. How do you expect the kingdom? What is your own perception about the kingdom? What is your own participation? Not just perceive. John said, what we heard, we perceive. What we perceive, in obedience, we handle it. In obedience, we tested it. And then we declare it unto you. And our declaration is that you join us, you partner with us, you follow us at this kingdom movement. Because the kingdom of Christ is a movement. And he said that this kingdom, the gates of Hades, the gates of hell, the gates, whatever you call it, because there are many gates. Politics himself is a gate. Principalities and powers governing the land, governing other kingdoms, they are gates. We have the gates of religion in this part of the world, Africa, even in the part of America, the gates. These are the people that they speak. Other people begin to behave like when rat sees, bush cat, or sees dog, or sees lion, cat. Today, Jesus have released to us the confidence, the assurance, the boldness, that don't worry what is happening. Whether there is corruption in the land, whether there is political motivation that is turning the world upside down, the kingdom of God must prevail. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And this kingdom will prevail in your life.
Amen.
Jesus said, he said that you and I, the kingdom have come upon you. And when that kingdom come upon you, it means that power have come. It means that glory have come. It means that growth have come. The other day, we told our people, if you cannot grow, you cannot multiply. If you are not fruitful, you cannot grow. If you are not grow, you cannot multiply. But look at this. When you are fruitful, you grow. When you grow, what happens? You prevail. What does it mean? You dominate. What does it mean? You control. What does it mean? You rule. And I have this to announce to somebody. Whatever, whoever, whether powers or principalities, whether names under the earth or beneath the earth or in the earth or in heaven speaking against you, making you to be stagnant, making you to suffer stagnation or suffer setback, I'm here to declare to you that under this kingdom, you will enlarge.
Amen.
You will prevail.
Amen.
You will dominate.
Amen.
You will control.
Amen.
You will control wealth.
Amen.
You will control wisdom.
Amen.
You will control riches.
Amen.
You will control honor.
Amen.
You will control glory.
Amen.
You will control power.
Amen.
You will control health.
Amen.
You will control technology.
Amen.
You will control light.
Amen.
That is what I mean when I said enlargement of the kingdom. The enlargement of the kingdom is beyond having victory over sin alone. You may have victory over sin alone, whereas when it comes to health, you are free from sin, but you are not free from sickness. It is all round victory. It is all round what victory. You will break forth on the left hand side. You will break forth on the right hand side. You will break forth so far as far your eyes can see it. As far your mind can cooperate with the mind of heaven. There will be a growth.
Amen.
And there will be an increase.
Amen.
Somebody, rise on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, I will grow.
I will grow.
Say with me, I will grow.
I will grow.
Say with me, I will be fruitful.
I will be fruitful.
Say with me, I will multiply.
I will multiply.
Say with me, I will prevail.
I will prevail.
Do you believe that? Can I hear amen from your side?
Amen.
Do you believe you will multiply?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe you will be fruitful?
Yes, sir.
Now let me tell you this, for you to be fruitful, for you to grow, for you to prevail, for you to be in control, for you to have the key of the kingdom, you must first of all have entrance into the kingdom. To have entrance into the kingdom is the same old message, you must be born again. Because the Bible said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Without being born again, you can enter politics. Without being born again, you can enter any university. Without being born again, you can enter into any marriage. But it's not just to enter marriage matters. What comes after that marriage is more important. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if you are born again, you come into the kingdom. By being born again, you don't come into the kingdom because you wear this collar. There are a lot of people that wear this collar. I have my own. There are people that wear collar, but they are criminals.
That's right.
There are people that are bishops, but they are in all call. Hey, am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So the first thing, the first step, the first degree, the first gift is for somebody to have entrance into the kingdom. And that entrance is Jesus himself. I may not use, sweet application, but let me tell you, Christ is the entrance. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody comes into the kingdom except by me. And nobody will eat the fruit of the kingdom except he abide in the vine. Except he abide in the vine. He said, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. If any man want to eat the fruit of the kingdom, If any man want to see the growth of the kingdom, if any man want to see the nutrients of the kingdom, he must first have entrance. I am the entrance. And then when I give him entrance, he starts drawing from me. He starts discipling from me. He starts developing from me. He starts growing from me. He starts put his connection, put his roots in me. He said again, for without me, you can do nothing. You may do so many things, but in the sight of God, you have done nothing. Without knowing Christ, you have not known anybody. Without being a disciple of Jesus, you are nowhere. You are nowhere. These are the days religion has failed people. Politics have failed people. Am I communicating to somebody?
Yes, sir.
War. Rioting. Shouting. Internet this, internet that. Have failed people. Woefully. Election have failed a lot of people. I was asking somebody this morning. I said, all this big money that you share this, you share that. Ebeke Esibachie. There was one of them. They will follow Pastor Sam to everywhere. They follow him to airport. They say, young man, we know you in the southeast. Please, can you allow our Oga, to come to this church so that you pray for him? I said, forget this thing. If anything fail, these guys will turn to be your adversaries. And he will call me. Pastor Sam will call me. I said, Daddy, can I call them? I said, don't call anybody. Don't call anybody. Because our kingdom, our citizenship, our glory, our greatness, our power do not have connection with the kingdom of this world. Do you hear me? So today, I want to connect somebody to this kingdom. Hey, you didn't hear what I'm saying. I want to connect somebody. I am here as a servant of Jehovah to open the entrance for you. I am not the gate, but I'm a gatekeeper and a gate opener. If I open the gate, you can come in. And if the Lord told me to close gate against you, that means no crusade, no word of God, no teaching, no training. The gate have closed. So today, as a servant of the Lord, as a man of our great God, I'm not a great man. I am a man of our great God. Did you hear me? I'm not among the people that want to carry a bongo name for myself. You know what Jesus, you know what John said about Jesus? When he saw him coming, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He said to them, I am not worthy to loose the lashes of his sandal. The lenses of his sandal, I'm not even worthy. That's in the capacity that I come this morning, just as a keeper of the door to open the gate for you. And now you can take decision whether you will come in inside this gate so that you will grow. I told you about three major things the Lord put in my mind before I come to this meeting. Number one, in the kingdom there must be power. In the kingdom there must be what?
Power
to make wealth. Power to prevail over sickness. Power to live above sin. Power to live a pure life. My brothers and my sisters, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, fellow ministers, young boys and young girls in the ministry, because time will come when we'll be ordaining ladies and men in the ministry. Did you hear me? Maybe you know that the first pastor of this particular auditorium is a lady in the person of Sister Favor Ugochukwu, whom I appointed to be the lead pastor of this place. I know she has the capacity, both spiritually, physically, and otherwise. But when I discovered that there were these tensions, there were this, you know, a lot of murmuring and grumbling, I withdrew her back. And the church collapsed before Pastor Pollock came in. Now listen to me. When you have the power of the kingdom, you can cast out demons. You can heal the sick. It can raise the dead. You can make things to be obvious. The power of the kingdom. Everyone say the power of the kingdom. Number two is the glory of the kingdom. Power is a little bit, you know, different. They're also in the same realm. But glory is talking about the beauty, the splendor. Glory is talking about, you know, something that can make you to fear. Something that can make you to be relevant. Something that can make you, oh my God. You see, when this glory comes, you said that the glory of the latter realm, the glory of the latter church will be greater than the glory of the former. So when this glory comes, you said it covers the earth as the water covers the sea. When this glory comes, every limitation is broken. When this glory comes, beauty emerges. Listen to me. You know why we are not having now what we call mass wedding? It's because our sisters, the glory of God, have departed from their life. You don't see glory. You don't see beauty. Listen to me. Beauty and glory is not by size. Beauty and glory is not by cosmetics. Beauty and glory is not and it's not even the structure. When you see a person that carries glory, just like Mama Chioma Jesus, when you see a lady that is carrying glory, it catches the attention of people. It commands the attention of people. It makes marriage medicine. Yes, when you carry this glory, you become a hot cake as a lady. But when you sell this glory, you become an egg can. People begin to avoid you. People, are you hearing what I'm saying? There is this sister I told yesterday. I told one of my daughter in the Lord. I said, go to some place where this sister lives and inquire of her and tell me whether this lady, you know what her sister did? She called me in the night. I was still in Asaba. He said, Daddy, I didn't know that sister carried glory like that. Because the person living with them in the same yard began to market this lady. He told us that this lady doesn't stay where there is trouble. This lady doesn't stay where there is quarreling. This lady doesn't stay where people are gossiping. My God! That is the glory I'm looking for. Are you hearing me? If you are looking at me, what you will be looking inside me is my glory. God doesn't joke with that thing. Your glory makes you relevant. Your glory makes you indispensable. Your glory makes you, oh my God, it markets you. It makes you a hot cake. It happens sometimes when the glory of God is on a woman or in a man or in a pastor or in a minister. Other people minister. If you don't hear the voice of that person, you will not be happy. Yes, sir. Sisters, you don't understand. I'm not here to be against you. I'm here to tell you that there is a particular glory that God made you for. Don't you pray? Don't you fast? Don't you call upon the Lord? Don't you dive into discipleship so that by the time we finish this convention, you go back, you carry that glory. Why wouldn't you marry? Go and look at people that have this glory. They don't marry late marriage. You hear me? Yes, they don't marry late marriage. And their marriage can never divorce. It's not all these people that have sold their glory, sold their virtue, sold their character, sold their humility, sold their purity, sold their shamefacedness, and they are jumping from one family, one man to another man, and their marriage now become garbage in and garbage out. That's not marriage. If you have this glory, your marriage will stay. Is it true? If you have this marriage, your size is not relevant. People will, because anywhere you go, you cause glory. But a woman that doesn't carry glory, anywhere, any family, any department, she enter confusion, trouble, fighting, gossiping. Is it true? My beloved sisters, listen to me, look up to me. I am here to deposit that glory in you. Let's call them Christian new. Little Christ. The beauty of the rose of you know the valley. I want this glory to be imparted into your life. I'm not here today to preach sermon. I'm not here today to quote Bible. I just want to do some demonstration this month. And this glory, once it comes upon you, it activates the beauty in you. It activates all the nature of Christ in you. It activates all the grace of God you need in life. It activates all the characteristics of Christ in you. But the first prayer I will pray, because I'm going to pray for three group of people. The first people is the people that want to tell me and say, Pastor, please, you already at the entrance. You hold the key of the door. Open the entrance. Let me come in. And the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart. If you can open the door. Now today, even if you cannot open the door, let me open it for you. But there must be something. You must be willingly ready to enter. Are you ready to enter? How many of you are ready to enter into Christ? You are ready that Christ enters into you. You are ready for divine transformation. You are ready for change, great change. We sang it in a song. We sang it in all the gospel hymns. Where Jesus batara ieni na bangwe. That's an old song. When I was praying to my Father, something happened to me. Are you ready to come inside? I am ready to open the door for you. If you are ready to come inside of Christ, I'm not praying for your healing now, because the healing goes naturally if you're a Christian. I'm going to pray for salvation of your soul. I'm going to pray for the door of salvation to open to you. I'm going to pray that the entrance you will come in And the Bible said, you come in, you go out, you will never be destroyed. So if you want to come in into Christ, and Christ comes into you, and the gate opens to you, that's the first people I will pray for. Then the second people I will pray for is the people that want to carry and demonstrate the glory of God in their life, the glory of the kingdom, the beauty of the kingdom. We call them disciples. We call them ambassadors. We call them representatives. They are people that anywhere in the bank, see them in the banking industry. You can't do without them. Yes, you can't do without them. See them in business partnership, you can't do without them. Meet them in airport, you cannot, oh my God, you must turn around and say, who is this person, who is this person? This person, the image of Christ has been forming them. This person, they are disciples. They are not ordinary human beings. Are you hearing me? My God, I'm going to pray, and that Christ will be forming you. I'm going to pray. Your life will carry God's glory. I want to pray, and that power of the kingdom, you say, I'm the Lord your God, I giveth you power to make wealth. That power, we pray. Holy Ghost power is coming upon you. That's what you need. When that power comes on you, when you have that power, limitation will go away. Yes, that's number two group of people. And then finally, everybody say, finally. Amen. I'm going to pray for the growth of the kingdom. Growth of the kingdom. How can you hold a kingdom? He said that one will become 1,000. And 1,000 will become 10,000s and 10,000s. We cannot talk about the kingdom without talking about the enlargement of the kingdom, the growth of the kingdom. We cannot be talking about the kingdom and your money cannot grow. We cannot be talking about the kingdom and your family cannot grow. We cannot be talking about the kingdom and your favor cannot grow. Today, I'm going to pray. Your favor will multiply. The purpose of God, the will of God, is that you will grow and you will prevail. That's the third people I will pray for. So let's start from the first people. The last people I will pray for are those who want growth. The second people I will pray for are the people who want development. If you cannot develop, you cannot grow. Is it true? But the first and the foremost people are the people that want to have entrance into the kingdom. Do you want to have entrance into the kingdom? Can you wave your hand and say, my pastor, over there, do you want to have entrance into the kingdom? Am I communicating clearly? Do you want to have entrance into the kingdom? If you want, wave your hand to me. If you want to have entrance into the kingdom, wave your hand to me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I can see you there. I can see you there. Now, what do we do now? Please, before I round up this meeting, I'm going to count 7. And before this 7, you jump up here, the gate will be open to you. Spiritually, you will see Jesus literally here. 1, you want to enter. Come in. Come in. Come in. The gate is open. 2, I'm waiting for you. You come through this way. You come through this way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the gate. Come, 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 come. Come, 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 come. Come, come, come. The gate will be open to you. You want to enter into the kingdom, come out here. You want to enter into the kingdom, let me open the gate for you. The people upstairs, the people at this side, the people at this other side, you want to enter into the kingdom. 2, 3, if you don't come fast, we close. The people outside, if you want to come into the kingdom, please, 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 be coming. Come, 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 come. Come into the kingdom. Come into the kingdom. The entrance of the kingdom is for you. The kingdom of God is for you. The transformation of the kingdom is for you. I hear you coming. If you are coming, come by faith. Come with reality. Come with adversity. Come with real, I come. If you want to come, come down. You will not stay there and then the kingdom just arrived there. Come, we are waiting for you. Four, it remains three now. I close the gate. Four, if you want to come into the kingdom, come out here by faith. And the kingdom of God will enter into your life. Four, because of time. Ushers, help the people, help the people, help the people. Four, come quick. The kingdom of God is here. The key of the kingdom is here. Come, I can see you coming. I can see you there. Upstairs, come down. Upstairs, come down. Come down. Let the kingdom of God come upon your life. Okay, you will do something. Girl, you will do something. Young man, you will do something. Let me be honest with you. This glory is bigger than Yahoo. What is Yahoo? Yahoo is a means of making you to be poor unknowingly. I've seen them like that. They bought jeeps, they bought land, and at the end of the day, they begin to beg. But when Jesus comes to you, he gives you knowledge. When Jesus comes to you, he gives you life. When Jesus comes to you, he gives you idea. When Jesus comes to you, he gives you light. The Bible said that this light is shining in darkness. It's shining in this, our community. And the evil of the community cannot stop him. So, when this kingdom comes into your life, you become unstoppable. When this kingdom comes into your life and transforms you, weather cannot change you. You hear? That thing that is, you know, destroying your family. The other day I was preaching here many years ago. Two people come to me and say, Pastor, as you are talking to me now, this girl is my girlfriend. We are just coming down from hotel. I say, you're coming down from hotel. Why didn't you stay in that hotel forever? You say, I need your hand. I need your touch. I want to tell you that the kingdom of God is not to mess you up. It's to touch you. Did you hear me? Lift up your hands. Lift it up. Lift it up. Say, Jesus, open the door for me through your servant. Change my life. Me, I change my world doing things. I change my mind from evil. I change my action. Now, I need you, Father. I need you, Jesus. Thy perfect will be done in my life. Give me a new life. Give me renewed hope in life. Renew hope in life. Make my life to become reality. Write my name in the book of life. Remove it from death. Remove it from darkness. Remove it from failure. Remove it from fear. Jesus, this morning, by your grace, I want to live for you. I want to serve you. I want to carry your glory. I want to carry your favor. I want to carry your power. Make me a career of your power, of your nature, of your glory in my own life. Do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Put your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Something is going to happen now. I want Pastor Benny to come. Come, pray for these people. I have stepped my feet on this altar. These children, these girls cannot come here and go back the same. There must be a great change. There must be a great transformation. New name written. New name written. New name written. Transformation. Transformation. Assurance of salvation. Yes. There will be unspeakable joy immediately as this prayer is going on. Your name will carry joy. You will carry grace. You will carry favor. You will carry destiny. You will carry light. There is a brother here. His name is Light. His father, the archbishop, who laid the foundation of this church, is the name of that bro. One day, I came to the house, the Atumuze. Mama said that this Light, this young boy, that archbishop said that this boy is the one carrying the light of this family. Today, you are going to carry the light. Do you believe that? Do you say amen to that? Do you join me and say, today, my life will be a career of light. My life will be a career of glory. Can I hear your amen louder? Put your hand on your chest.
Say this prayer with me.
Yes.
And when you say this prayer, please mean it. Mean this prayer. Say with me, my Father, I come before you. Say, I come before your altar. Not before any man. Not before any pastor. But before the King of the kingdom. Say, Jesus, I have heard your word and I have come to receive you into my life. Say, Jesus, you said that no man cometh unto you and you cast away. That is why I came. I came to receive the life that you offered the world free of charge. And now, O Lord, I ask that you come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Say, come into my life with your life. Say, come into my life with a new life, with your power of transformation. Say, Jesus, change my life. I confess that I cannot help myself. I confess that I need you. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Say, this morning, I surrender my life to you. And I take on the life that you give. And by faith, I receive you into my life. Say, now, I declare that you have come into my life. And now, I am born again. Say, from this morning, I am no longer the person I used to be. Say, from this morning, you are now the Savior. You are now the Lord of my life. I decide this morning to follow you all the days of my life. And I declare before the public that I am a child of Jesus. I declare before the world that I no longer belong to any society. I no longer belong to anybody else but you, my Lord and my Savior. Now lift up that second hand. The first one is on your chest, the second hand. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of transformation, touch this man, this woman, this young man, this young woman that have come before you. Touch them one after the other. Transform and change their identities.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your word says that as many as have received you, to them you gave power to become your children. Now I speak to you. Receive the power to live for Jesus. Receive the power to live above sin. Receive the power to live the kingdom life. Receive the power to manifest the kingdom life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that which you did in my life, you will do for them.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's that same spirit that I received that they have received now. Lord, that spirit that kept me from 2007 till today, let that same spirit keep them in the faith. Let that same spirit keep them in the grace. Let the grace of Jesus be made sufficient for you. You will from now begin to overcome the flesh. From now you will begin to overcome addiction. From now you will begin to overcome the world. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you have made me an overcomer in any way I've gone in this world.
Oh.
That same spirit, receive it, the power and the ability to overcome in the name of Jesus. You will not shipwreck from the faith. We will not look for you at the end of the day. When we will meet before the King of the universe, we will never look for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Please, church, can I hear better? Amen. Can we celebrate Jesus for this once?
You look up to me, look up to me. I don't know how to express my joy. I wish my heart is cut open. I wish I would dig my hand in my account and put whatever I want to put into your life, into your hand. Because, listen to me, the day I gave my life to Jesus, it was a turnaround. As a young boy, not up to 20 years of age, that power is still sustaining me till tomorrow. So don't joke with it. Don't joke with it. The day I gave my life to Jesus, the altar was not filled like this. 1977. By 2 years to come now, it will become that again, 50. 50. 1977 to now is how many now? Huh? 48. 48 years. So, oh my God. The Bible said there is joy in heaven because of you this month. It's only that the church leaders and pastors are too meticulous of their program. Why God's own program, God remove it from them. The joy of salvation, the joy of transformation, the joy of discipleship is what is keeping us until now. Not achievement. He said that, you know, seek ye first the kingdom and every other thing will be added to you. So now that you are in the kingdom, health will be added to you. Knowledge will be added to you.
Amen.
Connection will be added to you.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Kingdom is something that gives you additional, not removing anything from you. If God remove any good thing from you, it's no more God. He said that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's existing. And he's a rewarder. He's a giver to those that serve him. Now that you have decided to serve him, meandering spirit is over.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Pinging spirit is over.
Amen.
Immoral spirit is over.
Amen.
Now you will begin to shine.
Amen.
How do you do that? You begin to shine by saying the truth. You begin to shine by living in the truth. You begin to shine by physical truth. Well, how do you do that? You do that by cultivating some zeal to love the Lord, to serve the Lord. It is that zeal that makes you a disciple. It is that zeal that makes you to carry the cross. It is that zeal that makes you to be an advertiser and a marketer of the kingdom. It is that zeal that will make you to go and bring your friends in the world and the members of your family that are tired of going to church. Because right now we are in Iran, that multitude in Asaba, multitude in Delta, multitude in Anambra State are tired of going to church. Because they feel that church is a marketplace where pastor will eat their money, collect their tithe, collect their offering, and never tell them truth. But I just want to tell you, my second son, Pastor Sam, is not like that. He will tell you the truth in the night. He will tell you the truth in the day. He will tell you the truth in the afternoon. He will tell you the truth at the raining period. He will tell you the truth at the Mba period. And the Bible said that this truth is capable to sustain you. This truth is capable to keep you from falling. This truth is capable to make you to stand at the mountaintop and experience the mountaintop experience. What you will do for me now, the pastors will take you, give you a card where you feel by yourself that you are a believer, you want to follow the Lord. And on that card that you want somebody to disciple you. In that card, you want somebody to train you. And that card, oh my God, Nigeria doesn't know what they have. Came from America and saw a pastor counseling somebody. And he asked the person, say, are you mad? You are counseling somebody. How much have that person paid? That in America, you can't take counseling of a pastor for free. Who dare you? Who born you? Didn't you hear what Professor Madiba said? He said that the daughter that is training people on logistics. What is logistics? Logistics simple means training people on what is the course? Protocol. He said that he charges $6,000 per hour. Oh my God. Today, people think that discipleship is just, free. No, it's not free. It costs you nothing to enter into Christ, but it will cost you all to be a true disciple. So if you want to be a true disciple, go now, fill the form. We return it back. I will also tell Pastor Sam to personally follow you up. That is developing you. Putting you at a level where tomorrow you can be a pastor. Tomorrow you can be a governor. Tomorrow you can be a great man. Are you hearing me? Tomorrow your destiny will come up. Because every sinner is living in the destiny of nowhere. But I know where you are going to be. I know where you are going. I saw trip. I saw overseas. I saw millionaire. I saw ministry. I saw children. I saw success upon your life. Wave your hand. Are you ready to be discipled? So follow Pastor Sam. Let him give you direction. He's the lead pastor of this place. Where are you people? Are you ready? Or do we tell them to go back because of time? Look at the pastor there. Yes, look at him. Look at him over there. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Those who are ready for second. The second is prayer for discipleship. Do you remember that? Yes. Now, listen. not. What developed country is developed mind? Science. You can't go far if your mind is not developed. Are people that have Kwashiorkor mindset? There are people that have this mindset of dwarf. You must cultivate the attitude of gain development. And if you want to develop, by the time I see you next time, by the time I see you next month, your level have changed. How many of you believe in development? And you want to pray with me, and you want to ask me, say, Pastor. Can you say, Pastor?
Pastor.
Help me to tell heaven to give me spiritual resources to develop my capacity. Because in this kingdom, say, in this kingdom,
capacity is needed.
And I cannot have capacity,
and I can't have capacity
if I'm not developed. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What makes Europe Europe is not 1,000 garrulous. No! If you come to Europe, I've been there in many cities of Europe. The year that Leicester City win the trophy for the first time in the history, I was there. So today, I'm going to command heaven to give you the grace of kingdom development.
Amen.
To give you what?
The grace of kingdom development.
If you need that thing, put your 2 knees on your ground. I want to see the people that are humble. God cannot develop people that are proud. Put your 2 feet on your ground and cry unto God and say, Lord, I want my mind to be developed. I want my capacity to develop. I want the gift you put in me to develop. I want the grace of discipleship in me to develop. That's kingdom advancement. You cannot advance until you develop. You have to develop good mindset. You have to develop good desire. You have to develop good driven. Kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down. Those of you who are jumping up and down over there, this is a very crucial moment. Go on your knee right now. Go on your knee, the head usher. Go on your knee. Stop looking up and down. No evil person is coming here. Kneel down, you. Go down. Let your feet be on the ground. Spiritual development, discipleship development, mental development, capacity development, the gift development. No matter how gifted you are, if you don't develop that gift, let me tell you, most of the things Mama Chioma Jesus is doing that keeps her relevant and keeps her glorious in this world, not even in Nigeria, is because of that mindset of development. If you don't want to develop, your capacity will go down. Do you want to develop? Say, oh Lord, I want to develop.
I want to develop.
As a disciple.
As a disciple.
I want to develop my capacity.
I want to develop my capacity.
I want to develop my gift.
I want to develop my
gift. I want to develop the fruit of the Spirit that made me a believer. The fruit of the Spirit. Without the fruit of the Spirit, you are not a believer. Without the fruit of the Spirit, you are not of Christ. If any man do not have the Spirit of Christ, it's not of him. That Spirit, you have to develop it. You must develop love. You must develop patience. You must develop tolerance. You must develop prayer life. You must develop giving. You must develop, singing. Hey, this moment, the kingdom of God upon your life is developing.
Amen.
Somebody say, it's developing.
It's developing.
Somebody say, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
That's what development is all about, coming up. My capacity is coming up. My GP is coming up.
Amen.
My acumen is coming up.
Yes, sir.
My sight is coming up.
Amen.
My spiritual capacity, my spiritual system, my spiritual life is coming up. Say, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Father, I kneel down as a physical father here, the father of this commission, with all humility. I ask the spirit of judgment that makes perfect, the spirit of development, the spirit of discipleship, the spirit of capacity, the spirit that comes with glory. Because you said it is from glory to glory. It is from strength to strength. It is from power to power. Father, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I ask this afternoon, at the closure of this convention, at the rounding up of my preaching, let the capacity, let the grace, let Christ be developed in my own life. Let my faith be developed. Because if I'm not developing, my children will not be developing. My pastors will not be developing. My wife will not be developing. Therefore, Father, increase my faith. Enlarge my faith. Enlarge my vision. Enlarge my tolerance.
Amen.
Enlarge my grace.
Amen.
Enlarge my scope.
Amen.
Enlarge my scope.
Amen.
Enlarge my house.
Amen.
As in the days of your servant called Jabez, who was born an environment of sorrow, environment of disappointment. And he said, Lord, increase, enlarge my capacity, enlarge my scope, enlarge my tentacles, enlarge my field, enlarge my business, enlarge my ministry, enlarge my favor, enlarge my connection, enlarge my mindset, enlarge my connection. He said, enlarge my coast. Father, I kneel down here as a servant that have seen the future, as a man that have understanding about the kingdom, pronouncing to everyone this morning, pronouncing to everyone this afternoon, the Lord will increase your coast.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your capacity.
Amen.
The Lord will increase you on the left-hand side.
Amen.
On the right-hand side.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your acumen.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your mindset.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your vision.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your ideas.
Amen.
The Lord will increase your opportunity.
Amen.
I command by faith every spirit of stagnancy. Every spirit of stagnancy and mediocrity.
Yes,
every spirit of methodical. Every spirit of struggling. Every spirit that is undeveloped. Right now. Today is the final full day of this meeting. I command that spirit of stagnancy to die.
Amen.
I command that spirit that causes you to almost getting to crash in your mother's family, that spirit will die.
Amen.
I say you are getting out of that stagnancy. You are getting out of that delay. You are getting out of that diversion. You are getting out of that stock. Anything stalking you, anything blocking you, you are coming out of that cage. I say you are coming out of that cage. I say you are coming out of that cage. The Lord is taking you to the land of plenty. The Lord is taking you to the lodge of enlargement. The Lord is taking you to a place of Rehoboth. The Lord is taking you to a place of enlargement. The Lord will enlarge your brain.
Amen.
The Lord will enlarge your vision.
Amen.
The Lord will enlarge your strength.
Amen.
Your wife have not delivered for a long time. Today is the end of that barrenness.
Amen.
Today is the end of that reproach.
Amen.
Today is the end of that sorrow.
Amen.
I crush every sorrow. I crush every sorrow.
Amen.
I crush every sorrow. I crush every sorrow. And I command you this afternoon, sorrow no more.
Amen.
Suffer no more.
Amen.
Pain no more.
Amen.
Cry no more.
Amen.
Wasted no more.
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
I command your pain to go.
Amen.
I command your cry to go.
Amen.
I command your regret to go.
Amen.
Ah! Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the Lord tell you what to do.
Amen.
Let the Lord show you where to go. Let the Lord show you how to do it.
Amen.
Let the Lord show you the time and season.
Amen.
This is the time of solution. The solution have come.
Amen.
The power have come.
Amen.
The anointing have come.
Amen.
The solution has come.
Amen.
Get up on your feet and jump up and stand up. Get up on your feet and jump up and stand up. Stand up and tell me if you love my Jesus. Stand up and tell me if you love my Lord. I want to know. I want to know if you really love my God. Jump up and tell me if you love my Jesus. Jump up and tell me if you love my God. Well, I want. I say, are you happy? I say, are you happy?
Yes, sir.
You know, at times, people will think that it is how much scripture you quote that make you relevant. My word is scripture. My prayer is scripture. My prophecy is scripture. My perception is scripture. My principle is scripture. My prayer is scripture. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Final, third one. Lift up your hand. Say, Lord.
Lord.
This hand is lifted.
This hand is lifted.
It will never go down.
It will never go down.
Therefore,
I promise.
To abide.
To abide.
In the vine.
In the vine.
To abide. On the template.
On the
my template.
Is my template.
Therefore,
I affirm.
I will never go back. Oh.
I will never go back.
How many of you know that song? I will never go back. Oh.
No.
Yes, now. I will never go back. Oh.
No.
And we're going to cry ever. Wow. Sing that song. I will never go back. Oh. Yes.
I will never go back. Oh. It's already too late. Oh. I've already come too far.
No, no.
No, no.
No, no.
I will never go back. Oh.
No, no.
It's already too late.
No, no.
I've already come too far.
No, no.
It won't make sense. No,
no. No.
no,
no.
If you want to remain relevant, I hope you want. I know you want. If you want to remain running, shining, kingdom barrel, not drug barons. Are you hearing me? You are a carrier of the kingdom. You are a propagator of the kingdom. You are a marketer of the kingdom. You are an advertiser of the kingdom. You are a representative of the kingdom. I carry kingdom. Go and ask people in the Southeast. Ask people anywhere. I'm not a churchman. I'm not a churchman. Go anywhere. Go and verify. I'm not a churchman. I'm not a party man. I'm not a political man. I'm not a denominational man. Denomination doesn't move me. Church doesn't move me. Are you hearing me? There is one thing about me. I'm a kingdom man. I'm a kingdom man. And today, I leave you with a kingdom. Everything about you will be kingdom. Your mindset will be kingdom. Your language will be a kingdom. Your prosperity will be a kingdom. Your dividends will be a kingdom. Your lifestyle will be a kingdom.
Amen.
And your kingdom will never go down.
Amen.
And your kingdom will never stop.
Amen.
Do you believe me?
Yes, sir.
I want you to give him seven buzzers.
Buzzers. Buzzers.